with SRN News. I'm John Scott. That's the sound of gates and people walking as dozens of foreign passport holders leave Gaza for Egypt at the Rafah crossing. There were dozens of dual passport holders. Canadian passport holder Asil Sharab says she wants to be among those allowed to leave Gaza.
We came here today to the Egyptian borders hoping to leave Gaza, but our Canadian embassy didn't contact due to the bad network services. They can't contact us. But we heard yesterday that the borders will be opening at 7 a.m. So we came here hoping to leave. We have a little hope to leave and save our lives.
Meanwhile, a 21-year-old Cornell student is under arrest for posting online threats about Jewish students at the university. Julie Walker has more.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says Cornell student Patrick Dye is charged with posting threats to kill or injure. The menacing messages over the weekend threatened to stab, slit the throat, and rape Jews, alarming Cornell students and bringing extra security to a Jewish center and kosher dining hall on campus. The threats came amid a spike of anti-Semitic and anti-Muslim rhetoric during the Israel-Hamas war, something FBI Director Christopher Wray warned lawmakers about Tuesday. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, employers posting 9.6 million job openings in September. That's up from 9.5 million in August. And a sign the U.S. job market remains strong in the face of higher interest rates. Layoffs fell and the number of Americans quitting their jobs, a sign of confidence they can find better pay elsewhere, was virtually unchanged. This is SRN News. Transgender sports controversy in Canada.
The scene at the Richmond Hill Aquatic Center's fall swim meet outside Toronto must have seemed surreal. A 50-year-old man who was living as a woman competed in a race against 13 and 14-year-old girls. Local officials told Rebel News they couldn't keep the man out under rules established by the governing body Swimming Canada. The man is a psychology professor at York University who studies children and youth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas law has put a new state law on medication abortions on hold and blocked the state from enforcing older abortion restrictions. The order from a district judge suspends laws that have spelled out what abortion doctors must tell patients and that require women to wait 24 hours before having an abortion. That decision will remain in effect through a trial date for the summer of next year. This is SRN News. The largest Christian university in the United States is facing a record fine. This comes after a federal probe into alleged deception. Correspondent Mike Hempen with details in this report.
Grand Canyon University is facing a nearly $38 million fine from the federal government amid accusations it misled students about the cost of its graduate programs. That's the largest fine ever handed out by the U.S. Education Department. GCU has denied any wrongdoing. An Education Department investigation found that Grand Canyon lied to more than 7,500 current and former students about the cost of its doctoral programs. The investigation found nearly 80% of students paid $10,000 to $12,000 more than the advertised cost. The university has 20 days to appeal the fine. Mike Hempen, Washington.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.